Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Ship to Shore Radio. Radio.
Brr! Damn it, it's cold. Yeah, man. Key West is supposed to be this way. It's actually just as cold as it was Chicago. Well, in some ways. But hey, man, I got to tell you, we're going to deal with it as it comes. Welcome to the Wall Street Bar Talk. This is Captain Frankenjet along with my trusty partner, Angus Bangus. What's going on, Angus?
Not a whole lot's going on tonight, avoiding that cold temperatures we got outside. I think we're down in the low 60s tonight.
Yeah, makes me low.
Yes, I know all those people up there are in that warm snow and that storm are like really feeling sorry for us down here.
Yeah, they can kiss my dreadlocks, though, because you know what? Only thing that matters is it's cold down here, and I'm not really liking it one iota, which, man, I know that we were talking about taking the Wall Street Bar Talk in a different direction, but one of the first things that hits my mind is the fact that the New England Patriots left the cold of New England, Boston, and whatnot, and they headed to Arizona. And those cats from the Pacific Northwest have, I'm talking of the Seattle Seahawks, have gone also to Arizona to get it on, bang a gong. So we might as well start it off just that way, man. I got to ask you right off the bat, man, what are the things that are on your mind about the Super Bowl the most?
Well, I just want to see a good game. And I think that of everything that happened this year, we do have the two teams that showed the most. They belong in this game. I think we're going to see the best that the NFL has to offer. I know I just said a lot of nothing, but I think it's true. It's the class of the league. Peyton didn't come through with the Broncos this year the way he did last year. Well, he got hurt. And the other teams like in that we've watched in the AFC, Cincinnati did what they did. That whole division, like three of those teams made it into the playoffs. But they didn't show too much. New England deserves to be there. Seattle deserves to be there. They were a little bumpy in the beginning. Both teams were a little bumpy in the beginning of the season. But then they turned it around, came back together. When their injuries got rehealed, that's when Seattle really came together. And they're back in. They show they deserve to be there. I think it's going to be a great game. I'll hold off my prediction for a little while, though. What do you think, Captain?
I think that there are a lot of little tiny things surrounding this. We had Deflategate, and yeah, you knew there was going to be a scapegoat. They're trying to talk about some friggin' locker room attendant, and there's that. But then there's Rob Gronkowski, who made it through all 16 games. I think he's going to be the major dude in this thing. And his compadre would have been Aaron Hernandez, and his murder trial. They're seating the jury as we speak. Well, actually, they have the jury now. I think that all this means absolutely nothing. In the end, I'm holding off my prediction, too, because I'm thinking about all the comical things around this Super Bowl, like the fact that Marshawn Lynch, I like the latest one, I'm just here so I don't get fined. That was pretty damn good, didn't you think?
Yeah, I enjoyed that part of it from him, and the fact that this is a story just shows that the media is too full of themselves. It shouldn't be anything. If a guy doesn't want to answer questions, talk to Richard Sherman. Talk to Russell Wilson. Talk to somebody who wants to talk and be like, don't just pout about this guy doesn't want to talk. This isn't a story. This is a non-story that the media has been whining about, and they're just talking about nothing that matters about the Super Bowl. Marshawn Lynch is still going to play the same way, whether they talk about him on the air or not. And as far as the Deflategate, I think that robbed us of another week of talking about the game. How much of everything does everybody know? We know all about this Deflategate that probably isn't really an issue. Over the years, I think every quarterback over the years has been able to say that, you know what, I like it with this amount of pressure, a little this, little that. There's never been an official rule, I don't think. It's just what Wilson says on the side of the box. Inflate the ball 13 pounds. Both of those stories, I think, have taken away. Go ahead.
Well, you know what? The thing is, too, with Tom Brady, that he has made it a story, too. He's coming in with a head cold. Oh, my gosh. He has a head cold. They were talking about how he wiped his nose with his shirt sleeve and all that. That's been kind of comical, too, along with the fact that this is late-breaking news, in case you didn't hear it, my brother. They still are probably going to fine Marshawn Lynch up to $100,000 because he wore a hat that was part of his Beast Mode apparel line, and apparently they sold out. And now the NFL is saying, well, you know what? Okay, so you spoke to media, but we're going to fine you $100,000 for wearing that hat. I'm about over all of that. What do you think about it?
Yeah, I heard about that, too. I don't think that is really a Super Bowl story. I think, like, in journalism 30, 40 years ago, these are the type of stories that would have been, you know, we'd have one mention of it, but that, and all the fans, everybody would be, you know what, this isn't football. This isn't football talk. Leave this to the lawyers and muckety-mucks who take care of the things behind the scenes and all that. We don't need to hear about this crap. Tell me how far Russell Wilson can throw the ball. Tell me how fast he can run. Tell me if Tom Brady can escape the pocket and do anything. This other stuff, I don't need it anymore. I'm over it.
So am I. It pisses me off enough to say that the one thing that we can count on is the Pro Bowl has been played, and we're going to get into that in just a second, but what the hell? Baseball season's almost starting now.
Yeah, this is about the time of year the pitchers and catchers start showing up. Do it a little later now, but I remember it used to be late January when the pitchers and catchers would start coming down to spring training and getting things going like that. And I'm ready for another baseball season to start up. And
talk to me about your Tigers.
I don't know about my Tigers. I'm a little worried. The last year and a half, they've lost, Rick Porcello. Help me out here. Max
Scherzer.
Max Scherzer and Doug Fister.
Mm-hmm.
All what would be, you know, starting pitchers on whatever team they're on. And in fact, Max Scherzer is going to be the ace, I think, now on the Washington Nationals team. That was already considered one of the best starting pitching lineups in the thing. The rest of the Tigers, I really don't know a whole lot about. I haven't been able to see a whole lot down here. Being in Key West, we don't get good sports coverage, and I can't read anything anymore. So.
Yeah, but it seems like it's our job, it's incumbent upon us to make sure that people who are on vacation or otherwise are trying to escape the doldrums and the snow and the cold and the high taxes and things from New York all the way up to Maine and Providence, Rhode Island, all the way to Buffalo. They kind of count on us to give them what they really need. And we gladly do that because the only reason we have a sports show and just a show in general because we kind of know what the hell we're talking about when we think we do. And this is one of those times.
So we should fool a lot of people.
Yeah, I think so. I tell you, though, this show is pretty loaded. We have some things to check out and all of that, but I'll tell you what, right now, we'll start this song off with a simple thing, going out to Josh Gordon of the Cleveland Browns. Dude needs to go to rehab, and I'll catch you in the green room, my brother.
Right on.
Rehab, I said, no, no, no. Yes, I've been
Yes, and so here's the vibe. You're listening to the Wall Street Bar Talk. This is Captain Frankenjet, and I want to talk to you a little bit about insurance. If it's a thing of financial stability going forward or financial foundation, I just want to let you know you can probably take care of all of that by just picking up your phone or going to the internet and looking up the Ron Dennison Insurance Agency, and that's in Tampa, Florida. But he handles all of Florida, and I can tell you, Ron and his staff, they will take you through all of the questions and all the answers, and in most cases, make it to where no questions are asked at all. The thing is, you need to check out Ron Dennison Insurance Agency out of Tampa, Florida. They truly have the answers for what's going down in the financial and insurance needs. Yeah, it's kind of like that. So the only insurance I'm thinking that the Patriots need is to find a new locker room attendant, since they're going to throw it all around his neck. But see, now that we've said that and we all know all that, there's one intriguing thing about this whole Super Bowl, and that is, wow, Bill Belichick took over the New England Patriots from Pete Carroll. And that's kind of interesting in a way. So if Pete Carroll were the coach of Patriots, would he still be there? Would he have taken over the juggernaut just because of the fact that Tom Brady came? I mean, think about all the degrees of separation here. You look at USC. Would Reggie Bush have become what he was? Or, well, according to the record books, he never was a damn thing. But so think about that. What's your best guess, or in the way that you understand these things, Angus, that leads you to believe either point A or point B? Do you believe that it would have been any different if Pete Carroll had been the coach of the Patriots? Oh, yeah?
Oh.
So you're saying that Belichick's a better coach?
I think that Belichick has proven to be pretty much a better coach. One of the things that I thought of while you were talking about all that is Belichick is considered like such a, I don't know, they call him Belichick. There's a lot of cheating going on. But then if you look at what Pete Carroll did with USC and over the years, he's considered kind of a cheater. You just have to wonder where all this comes from. Is what's the common denominator there? Is it the Patriots organization? Things that make you go hmm. But that was just in jest, since we just came out of the green room. But
yeah.
I think we have Carroll. Since he's gotten there, he wanted Russell Wilson he wanted him in the first round. I think had to threaten to quit before. They took him in the third round a couple of years ago in the draft. And Belichick he got his man Brady, and he's worked in the system. He seems to be a good system rat. And we have two good coaches. They both stress defense. And who knows what would have happened. You know, when Belichick came to New England, he had been with Cleveland, and his record there wasn't too stellar. It just goes to show you, a lot of times it's just stepping into the right system for you, and you don't necessarily know who it is or where it is. What say you?
I say that you bringing up the Cleveland scenario is, I think, very important. Because even when he was at Cleveland, if he'd had just one more year, you might have seen a difference. The defense was a top five defense, and he had a hellacious staff at that time. However, we don't know what would have happened if Pete Carroll had been the coach of the Patriots, because he isn't, and he wasn't. And Belichick, we don't know. What if he had gone to the Jets when Bill Parcells just practically handed him the job? Who knows?
Well, he was with Bill Parcells when Bill Parcells won the championships with the Giants.
Yeah, but see, that's so far back. His opportunity to become an actual head coach, though, came at almost the expense of the Jets, but he chose New England instead. But I will tell you this, point blank, Bill Belichick reminds you of that blue-collar union worker who has just worked 10 years too long, and Pete Carroll looks like the white-collar dude who could sell you a lot of stock and get you into a nice portfolio, and he can do it with a smile and just a wink. That may be a crazy comparison, but if you were to look at both stature and attitude and the way they carry themselves, that's what I would carry away from it. I mean, I don't know if you've ever thought about it in those terms, but it just seems that that's the case.
Well, if one has to be on one side and one has to be on the other side, I suppose you could maybe see that. Belichick wearing the hoodie, you know, it's like the warden, working man.
Yeah. Although, I didn't even think about the hoodie part.
I was just thinking, remember, from a month or two ago, if Belichick is wearing this hoodie, doesn't that make him a hoodlum?
Come to think of it, yeah, I don't even want to go to all the connections and things that could categorize or connect. No, I don't want to go there. But as far as football is concerned, there's not a real lot to talk about, except that if we talked about the Pro Bowl, it seems as if Arizona just isn't it, man. Everybody was complaining, oh, this ain't Hawaii.
Yeah, all the guys, they want to go to Hawaii for that Pro Bowl. The NFL's been trying to cover its ass ever since it decided to go with 2 weeks between the end of the playoffs to the Super Bowl. And what do you do in that week? Because if you remember last week, we had Deflategate to talk about, but really was much ado about nothing. Otherwise, there wouldn't be anything to talk about come, you know, with the football and all that other than the games. And by this week, everything would be all tired. Well, now it's not only all tired, but nobody's even thinking about talking about it because they're talking about stupid stuff. Marshawn Lynch and his antics and then the Deflategate. And I'm disappointed with all that this year. I just really hope it's just a great football game and we can put this year behind us.
Yeah, I have a feeling this year I'll tune in to halftime with Katy Perry, and I'll probably watch all the commercials, which I've actually seen two commercials already, and they're pretty funny. One of them features Emmitt Smith and Brett Favre, and I don't remember his name right now, so don't press me on it. There was Larry Allen. Yes, he was an offensive lineman for the Dallas Cowboys. And he has a funny commercial out, too. He's actually part of the one with Emmitt Smith and Brett Favre. It's all kind of funny. It's still rock and roll to me. I guess that's what they say, and that's what it is today. But I don't get a couple of things that are going on right now in the NFL. Number one, what are they thinking about putting more games in England? We'll see. That was an issue there that you and I both handled on this show about 4 or 5 months ago. And now it's come to fruition that they're still trying to expand the global importance of the game. Wow. We'll see. Do you think that the NFL should keep trying to expand nationally, Angus? Do you think they should just call England the frontier, but the final frontier of that movement?
Well, what's his name? Adam Silver of the NBA let something slip about a month ago about expansion plans for the NBA, where he said that the NFL was actually a step ahead of the NBA as far as expanding to London and internationally. I think both these leagues have an agenda where they plan to go international and put a team in London, at least the NFL. They're a step ahead. If they want to put a team in London, because they've been playing those games over there, and the fans in London, in England, want a team, I think, and they would be very supportive. They support all the games already, and they don't even know whose team is what. And I think it could, you know, with this day and age of air travel, nobody's got to ride a bus to get to a game anymore, as far as the teams are concerned. Yeah, it's doable. I mean, a flight from Miami to Seattle is probably similar to as a flight from Miami to London. I mean, it's not too much different.
Not these days. One would not think so, and I'm sure they would give the NFL quite a break for advertising. I don't know. Let's not even get into all that BS, but if there's anything before you expand to London, we need to expand to L.A. It's been too long since we've had a team out in the City of Angels.
Well, don't you find it curious that the owner of the St. Louis Rams has a couple years ago bought property out there and has since started groundbreaking, building a new stadium in Inglewood?
I do find that to be rather odd. I think, and you're probably going to laugh, I actually almost see L.A. I see L.A. going from having no teams to two teams. And the reason is you have both San Diego and the Raiders in situations. Now, you know the Raiders. Al may be dead, but they have a valid reason for perhaps relocating to L.A. And also San Diego. I think that's a big money grab. But then there's a St. Louis thing. There's a potential for L.A. to gain two teams instead of one. I don't see two teams, but there's a possibility of that occurring.
Well, if the Rams decide to go back there too, maybe it could be three teams. The Rams
It would be the first city with three major sports teams in the same sport in the same city. Now, that would be
That's
funny.
That's not
Although,
true.
Name the
Baseball
other.
Had the New York Yankees, the Brooklyn Dodgers, and the New York Giants.
By name. But where were the stadiums located? That's the question.
Well, that was back in the days of buses, too. This is not the days of bus or train travel. That's when maybe a city could have a few teams like that. And today's day and age, people are traveling. And I don't think one city should have more than one team. Otherwise, you get a situation like two really crappy baseball teams. For example, the White Sox and the Cubs.
Yeah, I knew you would have to end up in that territory eventually on this show.
I had to steer in some crickets there.
Yeah. And there you have it. Pretty much discuss that. Speaking of whatever I want, are you familiar with the ride-sharing experience called Uber?
No. Tell me.
No, why don't we turn the page? No, it is a app-driven cab service. I call it a cab service because what happens is, if you happen to get the app on your phone, you hit the big U, which is Uber. Satellite picks you up, and it immediately tells you all the Uber drivers in your area so they can take you for less money in a cab and less of time to pick you up. It's not working in Key West. Not at all. It's kind of like drivers were waiting to take them behind buildings and take them out on a fishing trip. Only thing was they weren't coming back. All of that's been going on. But, Uber is this huge conglomerate that just received $471 million of seed money to continue on this little thing they have. To me, it's a matter of they must have a license I mean, like the drivers in Key West, they have to get physicals, they have to pass drug tests, they do background checks, all of that. But Uber, they say they do background checks, and they say this and they say that, but how can a company that started online with things that are not clearly humans set standards for a business that primarily relies upon customer service? I don't get that. We'll see what happens, you and I, because last time I checked, January is almost up, so time is really flying out of here, and we should have a good idea what's going on soon. But the whole cellular mobile situation is all messed up everywhere. Yeah, this is one of those times where the captain has clearly remembered times when he couldn't remember anything because it's all running together. Yeah.
So, well, this thing sounds like a real world problem to me and most of us who live down here in Key West. We forgot all about the real world. We don't need it.
Yeah, living on the rock, what can you say? So let me ask you this question. Where do you get the most of your sports news from? Is it CNN? Is it ESPN? Is it sports? Is it FoxSports.net? Who do you pay attention to the most?
Well, I try to follow a little bit of both ESPN and Fox. I wish there was something else, because when one latches on to one thing, the other one latches on. You know, like the two things we were just talking about, Deflategate and Marshawn Lynch not talking. I just find it silly. I mean, the Marshawn Lynch story especially, this is what it was 5 months. This is what it was last year. This isn't news. This is the same thing it was last year. Why is this still a story? Why are we even wasting our time talking about it? I think this... I don't think I'm going to talk about that anymore.
Other than
to say these four-letter and three-letter sports broadcasters are talking about nothing.
Cheers to that. Cheers to that. Cheers to that with water, orange juice, or whatever anybody wants. But I just have to say, and all, I think everybody should just relax a little bit. And you should relax listening to the Wall Street Bar Talk with Angus Bangus and Captain Frankendread. And let me tell you, by the way, at the end of this song, I will give you an opportunity to call in. And I'll give you that guest number just after this. Everybody should just relax.
Must play that show to educate the society. the father's gift he gave to me. And in the midst of a bad situation, don't blow up, don't buy down. Respect yourself, my brethren. This is what I recommend. Relax, take a rest, chill out. We have a mellow. That's what we need sometimes. That's what we need. Relax, take a rest, chill out. We have a mellow. That's what we need sometimes. That's what we need.
Coconut Networks, your home for tropical web design.
Hip hip hooray for Coconut Networks and hip hip hooray for this broadcast duo that we have here from the great, 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 great island in Key West. You know what, Angus? Something very funny. Which, by the way, I call him Angus because that's his name. Angus Bangus and Captain Frankendred. We're here for you. But man, I got to ask you this question. How would you respond? I just want to know that. If someone says to you, hey, I noticed you play 7 days a week. Does that mean you do the boat every day?
How would I respond to that?
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, in my response, it would have to be, no, I don't do the boat every day, because I don't do the boat at all.
That was pretty good way to reflect that one, my friend. Way to reflect that, to deflect that one. Huh. So, yes. Yeah, so
how do you respond?
I couldn't. I didn't know what to say. I wanted to say, listen, dimwit. I didn't know what to do. That is almost as bad as the person who asked me if I had ever been to Florida before.
Hmm. Well, this is the
common. My reply was, in my life, or at this present moment. And the lady says, no, have you ever gone to Florida before? Which made it worse. Have ever gone? I should have said no, but I'm understanding I'm only 90 miles from Cuba, which might be kind of cool if we one day in the next 2 or 3 years will be able to do the Wall Street Bar Talk in location number 2 in Cuba.
I wonder if they have a Duval Street in Cuba. I doubt it, but you never know.
But I was just thinking, what if part of the conditions were that they had to name a street Duval Street. in Cuba in order for everything to go back to its full capacity as far as mercantile or otherwise. Okay, I'll drop
you
that.
You said mercantile.
I did.
Speaking of Cuba and doing the show in Cuba or other places, why don't we put out the call number so people from Cuba and other places can maybe call in?
Yeah, it probably would be the thing. And the guest call-in number is, and I hope you took the time to pull out your pen and paper. The number is 347-324-5975. 347-324-5975. Last chance, 347-324-5975. That being out of the way, what's on your mind now? I'm sure this conversation has spurred on some things that you would like to share with me and bring up to our listeners.
Well, the football game is going to be Sunday. And as excited as we all were for football season to get started this year, after these latest shenanigans, I think I'm going to be happy that it's done and over with for a while. Our Lion, Detroit Lion, Matthew Stafford, was the offensive MVP of the Pro Bowl. And, of course, J.J. Watt was the defensive MVP of the Pro Bowl. And that barely got a mention anywhere.
You're telling me. I saw it happen. I want to say he had an interception as well as a fumble recovery. And I believe he did. He did exactly what he did all season. But this time was against all the best players in the whole wide league.
That is true. J.J. Watt did both of those things. Matthew Stafford, I think, threw for over 300-some yards. But I think it was Drew Bledsoe who, I could be wrong there, that threw the game-winning touchdown.
Do you mean Drew Boy from New Orleans, the Drew dude Breeze?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, not Drew Bledsoe. I get my Drews mixed up.
Well, I have news for you. You see the thing you brought up, Drew Bledsoe, who do you think that Tom Brady replaced? Drew Bledsoe.
Well,
which gives us a connection back to the Super Bowl.
I was going to say Giselle's ex, but that's probably a better answer.
Hey, man, the only answer is the good one. And we've had quite a few of those this evening, so we might as well tackle something far greater than sports. Far greater than sports. And that is, in terms of music, who would you rather hear playing the Super Bowl? This year they have Katy Perry. If you were to choose one group to play the halftime of the Super Bowl, and you were the person getting to choose it based on your own personal desire to hear this band, or just for selfish reasons, what band would you pick?
Well, there's actually two big artists playing in halftime this year. Lenny Kravitz is also playing. And this year, if I could pick two, it would be Katy Perry and Lenny Kravitz.
Really?
Sure. I got no problem with either one of them.
I have no problem with anyone. I just thinking since the Grateful Dead in their 50th year have said that after they're done, the 3 days in Chicago, that they're just done, period. They'll never, ever, 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 ever grace the stage again. Wouldn't it be great to see the Grateful Dead as a halftime entertainment?
A lot of Grateful Dead fans would say yes.
Exactly. So Katy Perry has enough fans to where no one's going to complain about her entertaining?
Oh, that's never the case. Just
yeah,
like
Beyonce
when you said, wouldn't it be great to see the Grateful Dead? I said, I'm sure all our fans think so. Very
yeah.
politically correct answer on my part.
No, I thought it was absolutely awesome. I just didn't want you to end up having an ego because you hit the nail right on the head. And the nail, anyways, there's that.
Speaking of the Eagles and the Hell Freezes Over tour, which was never going to happen, but then it's been going on and on and on all these years since it did happen.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. I remember when Hell Froze Over at $100 a pop.
Yeah, and then the next year it happened again, and the next year, and I think it's been about 6 or 7 years that it keeps freezing over.
Yes, it does. That might explain why it's so friggin' hot. Oh, excuse me. Hot in Trinidad, but very cold in Key West.
Yeah, it's chilly out tonight. Chilly, chilly, chilly.
I have to tell you, when I was on the boat tonight entertaining, it was strange that for the first time I've been in Key West, I had to perform with a jacket on. You know that sucked, Angus.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Especially down here, a lot of, you know, if you get to, when you're out on the water, it seems like, you know, 15 degrees cooler.
More like 25
regardless.
Tonight.
Yeah. That's why, you know, so many people like to be out on the water in the summertime. Because it does seem cooler.
Well, here's our deal, folks. Going into the final segment of the program, it's important before we go to commercial for Angus to tell us his Super Bowl pick, unless he wants me to flip a coin and determine which of us gives our pick first. So, you want to give your pick, or would you like me to flip a coin and we determine whether or not you or I go first?
Oh, I can go first. I don't have any big thing, nothing. It's just I consulted the crystal ball. So this isn't too scientific other than the crystal ball can't be wrong. But I'm looking at maybe Seattle winning this one something like 24-21.
Interesting. 24-21 possibly, you're saying. Okay. It's a very interesting choice of words you use and also the score in the end. But for me, I am picking New England. They were destined to win this year, and they would have won last year if Aaron Hernandez hadn't shown his true colors. The situation is, though, I believe the score
sure is a killer
31.
Player.
Yeah. But here's the deal. I believe that the score will be in favor of New England, 31-17.
Yeah, well, you know,
that's how
since he left, they have not been murdering the competition in the same way.
I know.
Seems like they don't have that killer instinct like they used to when he was there.
Yeah, interesting things come out in these conversations. It's what happens in Laval Street. Stuff that people can really pay attention to. So here
we
are.
Yeah, he used to shoot down the competition.
I hear you. So, just so I can avoid going into 100 Aaron Hernandez jokes I've heard and some I would even make up, let me just say that in honor of our brother and fellow musician who just passed away this week, Mr. Pete Frazier, we are going to play...
Cheers, Pete.
A special... Yes, to you, Pete. Pete Frazier. Come on home, man. Come on home. I would have to say that for him, this is the most appropriate song. Because now he's free.
Don't be afraid of your freedom!
Captain Frank and Dredd, and we have 7 minutes, hopefully not, maybe 37 minutes. We'll see what happens. We'll plan for either one. So, my friend, wow. Can you believe they want to drop these genetically modified mosquitoes on the Florida Keys? Millions of them.
Well, if they kill the diseases, and they're supposed to actually bring down the mosquito population, is what I've heard. Now, I know you were talking the other day about something completely different that they have going on, but which I find to believe.
Yes, I understand what you're talking about, but part of the makeup of this virus that these genetically rerouted mosquitoes bring would be part of the herpes simplex.
That's the part I find hard to believe, because I think these are actually a European strain of mosquito, and I don't think they have a herpes epidemic going out because of mosquito bites.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that I was trying to find the article, because before we get out of here, I certainly intend to have the very information that at least the machine has put out for one to believe that's really going on. We need this opportunity to figure out the answer, because it's big time news, at least for us in the Keys. So we'll see. Hey, here we go. Apparently, they want to test these mosquitoes before they put them out there, and I have found the full section on what's really going down. One thing, it says there's essentially a case of using a mosquito as a drug to cure disease. I understand all that, because dengue and chikungunya are growing threats in the United States, and people are kind of getting more scared than they ever have before, being bitten more by a genetically modified organism than they do really caring about either one of those diseases. But apparently, they're talking about people from the Florida Medical Entomology Laboratory. They're saying that this strain of mosquito has some key components from herpes. That's a fact. In fact, you find that they found a method of breeding and gypsy fragments of proteins from the herpes simplex virus and E. coli bacteria as genes from coral and cabbage. Herpes simplex virus, that's all you need to hear.
I find it hard to believe.
But the question is, how do we find out if it's real or not?
I'm sure it's got to be public record. I don't remember which. I think it's University of Florida who's putting this study together and checking these things out, or South Florida.
Florida.
I don't remember.
Yeah, one of those schools. But as we're running out of alleged time here, I do have to say to you that I think it's some kind of money grab once again, that they would come down and do such a thing. It hasn't been approved. It says that now they want to run a test in the spring before they release those mosquitoes on the population. Really? Yeah.
Well, haven't they been testing them in labs already?
Yes. Yep. I know you're thinking, I believe, or I may not, so why don't you share with the audience what I may think that you're thinking.
Well, one of these universities has been doing laboratory testing on this different strain of mosquitoes, and the intent is to bring them down here, and when they do breed with these disease-ridden mosquitoes that we have down here, they kill off the larvae. And so no more disease-ridden mosquitoes, as I understand. And,
yeah, that is rather interesting. So here's the thing. I want everyone to listen to the show next week because it will be the post-Super Bowl show and the captain will be taking a two-week absence after that to head to Miami and to Los Angeles. So I'll tell you guys all about it when I return, but you can catch Angus at any given time somewhere reflecting on how to make the world a better place in his own way, in his own time.
Usually with a beer.
Thank you guys for listening. Because it's really good. Peace, everyone. One love.
Peace out.